This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Market participants, like just about everyone else, are focused on the missing Ted Cruz endorsement of Donald Trump and the long chorus of boos that erupted in Cleveland. There's also interest in corporate earnings reports that have been coming out pell-mell. The European Central Bank is meeting on interest rates and stimulus right now. For the U.S., a key meeting on interest rates does not happen until next week, the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says for timing the next rate hike by the Fed,
I think we can rule out July.
Ashworth says aside from Brexit having been a bit of a bust economic tumult-wise, recent U.S. data on job growth and consumer spending have been strong. Oil prices are up, good for domestic drillers and rig workers. The dollar has stopped rising, good for U.S. exporters.
The economy appears to be doing pretty well, not fantastic, and any concerns about recession appear to be unfounded.
Investment strategist Anthony Valeri at LPL Financial predicts if growth continues, the Fed will hike rates. But when? At the September meeting, right before Americans vote in November?
You know, there is a sort of a myth about the Fed in the election.
A myth the Fed won't mess with interest rates in an election year. But Valeri says it actually has.
Every election year back to 1968.
Still, he thinks the Fed will wait till December just to play it safe. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.